This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how to get a very special scripture card set with verses selected by Pastor Rick to help you renew and recharge your faith. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Radical Hope.
This week I got a letter from Larry D. Young, President and Chief Executive Officer of Snapple. And so Larry D. Young, President of Dr. Pepper Snapple, wrote me a letter because I wrote him a letter about a month ago. And I told him, I said, Larry, of course I didn't know him, I just wrote, Dear Mr. President, you've taken my favorite flavor off the market. Okay. Now, I want to humbly suggest that this is a mistake. And my favorite Snapple is Diet Plumbagranate. Not pomegranate, plumbagranate. It's plum and pomegranate put together. And I think a reason a lot of people never drank it is because they thought it was pomegranate. But it was plum, and it tasted like plum. So I wrote the president of Snapple. I didn't know this guy. I wrote him a letter and said, you know what? I think you mismarketed it. Why don't you just call it Plum Crazy? Then people would know that it's plum flavor, not plumbagranate. That sounds like some fruit you've never heard of. So call it Plum Crazy and put it back on the market. I get a letter this week. Dear Dr. Warren, isn't that nice? Dear Dr. Warren, thank you for your interest and passion for Snapple. With many flavors in the Snapple family, we're not able to offer all of them in each region. Unfortunately, Diet Plumbagranate is one of those that is no longer available on the West Coast. However, please accept this case of extremely limited edition, private reserve, Plum Crazy Snapple. Just for you. I hope you and your closest friends will enjoy this case of this private reserve with our compliments. Well, now we're talking. Okay, now, here, right here on the label, it says, you can't see this, Plum Crazy. It's my name, Plum Crazy. There you go. And right here on the side of this Snapple, it says, Dear Dr. Warren, being a great tasting, all natural beverage that brings a little smile to people's day certainly can't compare to the understanding you have brought to the lives of people every day. However, I hope you give some of the other flavors a try, because I think you'll find another one that you enjoy just as much as you love plumbagranate. Thank you for caring enough to write, your friend, Snapple. So I have a whole case of this now. All right. You have not because you ask not. All right. Now, Larry, if I'm so bold to call him, Larry and me, we're like this now, okay? We're like this. And I'm thinking, if the president of Snapple, I'm sure he's a great guy, but he's imperfect just like you and me, can meet the needs of a lowly guy who asked for some plumbagranate, how much more would a heavenly father who loves you and sent his son to die for you take care of your needs if you just simply asked? You have not because you ask not. God, your heavenly father, wants to supply your needs. Why? Because he chose you before you chose him. And because God always treats us with mercy. He's waiting and wanting to meet your needs. The Bible says this. You know this verse, very famous, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God has a hope for your life. The third reason why we can have hope even when things around us seem hopeless. God has secured my future. God has guaranteed and secured my eternal destiny, and nothing's going to change that no matter what else happens in my life. This is an enormous source of hope that no matter what happens in your life, what you lose, you're not going to lose your salvation. Now, Peter says this, 1 Peter verse 3 and 4, chapter 1. He says, now we live with a wonderful expectation. By the way, that wonderful expectation in the Greek is literally the words living hope. We live with a living hope. We live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. That's you. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Now, friends, this verse is literally jam-packed with spiritual truth. But I want to take it word by word. First, I want you to circle the word inheritance. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children, kept in heaven for you. Now, you know what inheritance is. It's what you're given because you belong to a family. Usually given at death, it's like a birthright. It's what you're given, the legacy that's passed on, your inheritance. And most people, as I said, give it like in their will. Now, Kay and I are a little bit different. We believe in do your giving while you're living, then you'll be knowing where it's going. So years ago, when Purpose-Driven Life went into the stratosphere and became this big international bestseller, we made a bunch of decisions. You know how I stopped taking a salary from Saddleback Church and we paid back 25 years and we started giving away 90% and living on 10%. And one of the things we also decided is to give our kids their inheritance now. Because I told them, I said, you know what? I'm not dying until I'm 100, which means you'll be 80. You won't know what to do with it. I mean, you're going to sit around and, you know, buy more playing cards than the rest of them? I mean, what are you going to do with all? And you actually need it more when you got little critters crawling around in home on the linoleum as a preschoolers. So we had a family conference and we brought them together and Kay and I talked to them about the inheritance that we were giving them now. And we get to enjoy them, watching them with their inheritance. We talked about the importance that it's not really yours, it's God, and what God puts in your hand, you're to use it wisely for good and for God, and all the principles of stewardship that I've taught you. But I got to thinking, I had that with my physical family. It's time we had a little family discussion about your spiritual inheritance, yours, because most of you don't know what's waiting for you in heaven. And this verse is jam-packed to explain about your spiritual inheritance in heaven. Because you're a part of God's family, you're a child of God. God has an inheritance for you. Now, if you were Bill Gates' child, would you expect an inheritance? Yeah. Well, God is richer than Bill Gates. And God says, I have an inheritance in heaven. And we need to talk about this. Did you know that in the state of South Carolina, they have a great seal? And the great seal in Latin says, while I live, I have hope. While I live, I have hope. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you have hope. It's better than being hopeless. But actually, you need a hope that outlasts while you live. You need an eternal hope. You need a hope that goes on after your ticker stops, after your heart stops. You need one that goes on into eternity. And Jesus offers you an eternal hope, and it's part of his inheritance. Now, Peter gives us five words to describe your inheritance in heaven. And I want you to understand this, okay? So let's look at them. The first word I want you to circle is the word reserved. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. And then circle, it is kept in heaven. That's another word for reserved. It's kept in heaven for you. Most people don't realize this, but you have to have a reservation to get into heaven. You can't just die, show up at the door and say, I'd like to come in. Sorry, wrong answer. You have to have a reservation to get into heaven. And you make that reservation through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says when you make that reservation, it says God has reserved. He puts that reservation in for you in heaven. You can't just live your life any old way you want to and say, I don't want God in my life now, and then all of a sudden die, and now I want God in my life. It's a little late. Now, God doesn't enforce you to love him. He doesn't force you to serve him, doesn't force you to obey him, but there are eternal consequences. And he says, you have it your way on earth, then have it your way in eternity. Heaven is not for everybody. Heaven is for those who have chosen Christ in advance and have put in their reservation. And it says, God has reserved for you a priceless inheritance. Now, the good news is, once your reservation has been made, it can't be canceled. It can't be canceled. Nobody can take your table. Heaven's not going to get too crowded and God say, I'm sorry, this person was really more important. They get in instead of you. Nobody can take your reservation into heaven once it's made. And by the way, you can't transfer it to anybody else. Say, oh, I'd like my brother to go to heaven. No, it's only for you. It's like if you get tickets at will call to a special event and they're under your name and it says non-transferable, the reservation for you in heaven is non-transferable. But once it's made, it can't be given away. It's reserved for you. It is permanent. And it's going to happen no matter what.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Scripture memorization is a powerful tool to help you remember God's promises, principles, and the purposes He has for you. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special scripture card set with 52 key verses from his Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots teaching series. These verses will help you renew and recharge your faith to live the way God intended, rooted in His unconditional love. Filled with beautiful artwork accented by stunning gold foil designs, this set of 52 cards will help you memorize God's Word. If a scripture really speaks to you, display it in a place where you can read it throughout the day for encouragement, or write a note on the back of a card with a special verse and send it to a friend. We'll send you the Radicalis Developing Spiritual Roots Scripture Card Set to say thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the second word I want you to circle about this inheritance, it says it's kept in heaven for you pure. Circle the word pure. Now, that word there in Greek, athartos, literally means not fake. It means genuine. It means it's pure. It's the real deal. You know, many years ago, I hate to admit this, I bought Kay a pair of earrings, diamond earrings, and years later, we discovered that they were cubic zirconium. I had been scammed. I had been scammed because I didn't get the real thing. They weren't genuine. And usually if it's too good to be true, what? It is. This deal is too good to be true. Eternity in heaven, but it's no scam. It's the real deal. It's pure. It is not fake. It's genuine. This is a real offer that God has done for you. Then the next word, it says undefiled. Circle that. Amiantos in the Greek, literally undefiled means it can't be corrupted. Now, anybody who's ever had a computer knows that if you get a file that gets corrupted or you get a disk that's corrupted, it's worthless. You can't get it back. It's almost impossible to recover a corrupted file. If you do, you're probably going to lose something in it. And most of the time, you can't get it back. If you get a hard drive that gets corrupted, you just have to reformat the whole thing, and a corrupted file is essentially a lost file. This says here, your salvation cannot be corrupted. It cannot be defiled. What is he saying there? You can't lose it. Once you've got it, you can't lose it. The salvation is eternal. Now that is security, friends. He says it's reserved and you can't lose the reservation. It's pure, it's the real deal. You're not gonna lose it. It's not a fake, it's not a scam. It's undefiled, it can't be corrupted, which is security, means it's gonna, you can't lose it. You know, on my computer, you know the button I use the most on my keyboard? The undo button. You're like, oh, I didn't like that. You hit undo, and you hit undo, and you, there is no undo on God's salvation keyboard. Once you're saved, you're saved. Now, there, as I said a couple weeks ago, you put your hand in God's hand. There may be times you want to let go and you go, I don't want to be a Christian right now. It's too inconvenient. It's too uncomfortable. God says, well, you may not want it, but I want it. I want you in my family. And he's not going to let go. Once you've put your hand in his, like a father, when a little kid tries to squirm away, the father holds on because he loves. The fourth thing it says, beyond the reach of change and decay. Circle that. Amaranton in the Greek is that word. And beyond the reach of change and decay, it says your salvation is kind of like a flower that never loses its bloom. It's not going to wither. It's not going to die. It's not going to fall over and lose its beauty. It's immortal. It's like a picture that never fades. It's like a machine that never falls apart. What is he saying here? He's saying four different ways the exact same thing, that God has already written the final chapter of your life, and here it is, you win. Once you put your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, you win, you're in, and you can't lose that reservation. Now, what kind of inheritance is this worth? Well, look at the other word I want you to circle, priceless. Your inheritance is priceless. Somebody should make a MasterCard commercial that says, eternal life in heaven, priceless. Because it is priceless. You are far richer than you think. Number four, God's power will protect me. Peter gives us this next verse in verse 5, and he tells us that no matter what I'm going through, I can always count on God to help me out if I'll just look to him. Verse 5, and God in his mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation, this inheritance we talked about, the reservation that's been made in heaven, until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. Now, let's just be honest. Sometimes we're in situations we do feel hopeless. Sometimes we're in situations we do feel helpless. And sometimes we're in situations we do feel powerless. But it's a lie. Because you're not hopeless, you're not powerless, and you're not helpless when God is in your life, when Christ is in your life. He says, my mighty power, God in his mighty power will protect you. God in his mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation because you're trusting him. Jesus says, you are in my hands and no man can pluck you out. You're in good hands with all God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit doing business with people like you for 2,000 years. Now, this word protect, God in his mighty power will protect you, that word in Greek literally is the word garrisoned. It means continuously guarded by a sentry. It means that God doesn't say, okay, now you're in my family, I'm going to go work on somebody else and I'll see you in heaven. No, God is watching over you, eyeing you every moment of the day as a sentry, protecting you. Nothing can come into the life of a believer without the Heavenly Father's permission. Everything in life is Father-filtered. God will allow, he will allow bad things to happen in your life because we're going to see in just a minute how he uses them. But he's saying, I am going to protect you until you receive this salvation. And what do you have to do in all of this? What's your role? It's real simple. Trust. Because you are trusting him. Now, you might circle power and circle trust and draw a line between them because those two go together. Power and trust go together. The more you trust God, the more power you're going to have in life. If you trust God a little, you're going to have a little bit of power in your life. If you trust God a lot, you're going to have a lot of power in your life. Trust and power to go together. Now, the fact is, no matter what you're going through right now or no matter what you will go through in the days ahead, you cannot lose your salvation. And God says, I'm going to protect you while you're here on earth. A lot of people fear committing their lives to Christ because they say, what if I don't hold up my end of the bargain? What if I can't keep my commitment? Friend, the keeping is not up to you. It's up to him. He does the keeping. You say, what if I can't hold out? It's not your job to hold out. It's God's job to do the holding. This is why Paul can rejoice even in prison. Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote this. Look on the screen. He said, I'm suffering here in prison, yet I'm not ashamed because I know, in other words, I'm convinced, I know whom I have believed. I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm convinced that he is able to guard, there's that same word, garrison, guard, to what I have entrusted to him for that day. I entrusted my soul to him. Lord, I'm putting my soul in your hands. I'm under new management. And he is able to do the keeping. He's able to do the holding. I don't have to do the holding on. He's holding on to me. That gives me hope. I may lose my investments this next year, but I can't lose my salvation. I could lose my health this next year, but I can't lose my salvation. I could lose some loved ones this next year, but I'm not going to lose my salvation. I could lose my mind, but I'm not going to lose my salvation. It is solid. It is secure. And God says, my power will protect you because you are trusting me. He does the holding on and he does the holding out.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed any part of this message, or if you would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, scripture memorization is a powerful tool to help you remember God's promises, principles, and the purposes he has for you. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special scripture card set with 52 key verses from his Radicalis Developing Spiritual Roots teaching series. These verses will help you renew and recharge your faith to live the way God intended, rooted in his unconditional love. Filled with beautiful artwork, accented by stunning gold foil designs, this set of 52 cards will help you memorize God's Word. If a scripture really speaks to you, display it in a place where you can read it throughout the day for encouragement. Or write a note on the back of a card with a special verse and send it to a friend. We'll send you the Radicalis Developing Spiritual Roots Scripture card set to say thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Have you ever noticed that your day goes better when you start with God's Word? That's been true in my life, and I'm certain it'll make a difference in your life too when you choose to get into God's Word first thing every day. It's one of the most important habits you can develop. Here's an email from a man named Jeremy who says, connecting with God every morning has made such a big difference in his life. He says, you know, Rick, daily hope fills my mind with truth when I begin each day at 3 a.m. Wow. I realize that daily hope helps fill my mind with the good stuff and crowds out all the negative because truth and hope have really changed my attitude throughout the day. So you can take it from Jeremy. God's word at the start of your day will change your day in a positive way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And we'll see you next time on Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.